from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Is this Justin Fields?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He was not good this weekend.
He's getting dragged on NFL Live right now today, too.
He had a 5-of-6 passing game that was atrocious, which is kind of impossible to believe.
Kirk Ferentz is thrilled with that. Yeah. Because remember, Cade McNamara, 6 of his 8 completions came behind the line of scrimmage.
But also, Justin Fields had 2 fumbles.
Don't worry about that.
No.
It's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Oh, that's right. Well, I think he started with a fumble and finished with 1 fumble.
Well, it's how you start and how you finish.
Well, I tell you what, somebody's not going to finish eating their chicken wings. An Illinois school worker has been sentenced to 9 years in prison for stealing $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. It's not a Mad Lib. It's a real thing. A 68-year-old cafeteria worker put in orders for chicken wings with a food service provider to a school district during COVID.
Okay. All right.
Equated to 11,000 cases of chicken wings. Do you remember during COVID how
11,000 cases?
Do you remember during COVID how impossible it was to find chicken wings?
No. I don't.
I don't eat them, but like that was a real thing. Like
really?
Buffalo Wild Wings couldn't.
Oh,
do it.
I do remember that Wingstop. No Wingstop had to pivot.
They had to go to Thighs. Remember?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I do remember this now. Okay. Yeah.
They did. They changed from Wingstop to Thigh Stop. They did a little branding thing. I think it's because of this woman.
This woman, 11,000 cases of chicken wings. What is she doing during this time? Now, there was one thing that was great during COVID is that like school districts were still providing meals for
that's
families.
That's how
and
she
stuff
tried
like
to pawn this off. But it would, again, this is between 2020 and 2022.
Yes. Bless.
July 2020 to February 2022, 11,000 cases. She had them delivered to a spot that she'd pick up in a district school van. And clearly she was selling them. We don't know for how much.
The black market wing business, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So she does, like, the only
way... She
was
charged with theft and operating a criminal enterprise.
Okay, yep. So she doesn't have, like, 10 kids, and she was going through... They were just eating wings all day and night?
No, they were...
No, she was selling
they
them...
They were running wings.
Now, that's a racket, though. I mean, if you're talking about ways where you're like, I don't think I'm going to get caught.
The only reason they got caught was because the auditor was doing a mid-year audit and was like, chicken wings? Why would a school use chicken wings? There's
because
bones in them.
You know what? Most school districts, they don't provide the great food. I remember back when I was in elementary school, like we would have our lunch lady would make like the homemade wiener wraps.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where it was, like, it was gourmet.
Individually wrapped wieners.
They were so good. And I went, we went from being our own individual small school district that had, like, two elementary schools in it. We joined the Hillsborough School District, and our lunches went downhill in a hurry. Now, the auditor for this is like, I would think of it as, hey, maybe this lunch lady needs a raise here because she's actually providing good food to kids. If she can turn out some good chicken wings, imagine the game changer that would be for your the morale around an elementary school, huh? High school. If you had really good food, heck yeah.
If she actually cared.
No, she didn't, but she was selling it, so the auditor was right.
Yeah, so the scheme was discovered when the district's business manager found the invoices for the poultry during a routine mid-year audit last year. The highlight here, of course, was that through halfway through the year, they were already over their annual food budget by $300,000.
By 300K? She got greedy in this.
Yeah.
She got greedy in this.
I mean, 11,000 cases, yeah. Well, I mean, what ended up happening was is she's like, hey, I've got some chicken wings. Mm-hmm. And then it just grew, and it just grew, and it just grew, and you had people everywhere wanting chicken wings.
Yeah, she got over her skis.
Look, man, she's in like the greater Chicago area, and all of a sudden, if there's no B-dubs, there's no Wingstop, there's no... corner spot with the buffalo wings, you know?
See,
in
this,
Chicago, it's the mob.
This
you know,
is where she went
for.
Wrong. There comes a point where the business is booming and you're doing so well, you've got to start doing it more on the up and up. Like, you've got to dabble in the, we're going to do it a little bit on the...
This is when you go get a front?
Well, the front would be, yeah.
Your own wing restaurant where you're ordering your own?
Yes, or you become like some sort of wholesale chicken supplier, right?
Yeah.
And then you buy a little bit on the up and up. Like, come on, if you're in Chicago, you should do it the way the mob does
yes.
it. Where
get a lawn of your chicken.
Yeah, that's right. You have an Italian restaurant and you run the sports book in the back. What are we doing here?
Or a restaurant in the back and a sports book in the front.
Well, you can do both now. That's the way she should. She should open a sports book and taken bets and then still had her chicken racket with just a little bit less shady.
It's truly impressive.
Dang.
$1.5 million.
That's a lot of taxpayers' chicken wings.
Which is why she's going to jail for a very long time.
Yeah. 9 years?
It was like, well, you're sending this 68-year woman to jail for 9 years. Well, yeah, she stole $1.5 million.
That's a lot of cash.
That's federal. And it's the fact that it's a government district or school district. It means it's government, which puts it into the, you know, federal.
Yeah.
Guys, that's never good.
Man.
They don't like it when you steal from them.
Yeah, this is she
wings
had,
be damned.
She had it right in her fingertips there. Literally, the chicken wings in her fingertips. And she just let it slip away. Because
they were not dry rubbed, they were sauced.
Can I say we had good on whoever the chicken supplier is that they
just
were like,
going.
You know what, we're gonna go with the school district instead of when we had a wing shortage, they went, you know what? No Buffalo Wild Wings. No Wingstop. We're selling to the district.
Wings are for the children?
Wings so for the kids.
Wu-Tang and
just
wings.
Just like Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, wings is for the children.
Did you see the guy that put the electric taser in his Wu-Tang is for the children sign? He had one of those yard signs that he electrified?
No. Because it kept getting stolen?
Kept getting stolen.
Yeah, I mean.
It was a Wu-Tang for the children. And so, yes.
That sign isn't.
I'm telling you right now, one of my favorite bits right now, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, anywhere in between, watching people electrify yard signs because they have dumbass neighbors.
Yeah.
That think that it's okay to go on their lawn and mess with their stuff.
Yeah.
Mwah!
That sounds about right for you.
Oh, God.
That being your favorite thing on the internet is about right.
Look, every time I see one of those videos pop up, I'm like, dummy about to get tased.
Yeah. Yeah. That was.
I never get tired of watching people get tased.
When we
it's a fun thing.
When we lived out in the country, you know, mailbox bashing when you live out in the country is
concrete.
Like a deal. I'll never forget the day my dad put out, like, it was like a steel enclosure around our mailbox, but it looked like a mailbox. And there was...
Did you hear the sound?
From our driveway was a quarter of a mile.
That man's arms are still vibrating.
They got to be broken. Never had a problem with that mailbox again.
I know somebody when I was a kid in Southern California that did the concrete in the mailbox.
Yeah.
They'll put you in jail for that now.
Yeah.
Even though it's your mailbox, like you're doing it to
to injure somebody. Yeah. This one was like a, it looked like a steel box.
Yeah.
It was like, don't hit it.
Yeah.
It wasn't concrete in the middle. They did it.
Yeah, that's a, whew, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, getting tased. Super fun. You been tased?
No.
We tried.
We tried as the dignity bets, but our lawyers wouldn't do it. And then so I said to Isaac and Sook, you guys, we were striking out. We can't do it here. They couldn't find anybody to do it. They couldn't find anybody to do it. And the corporate lawyers were like, you guys will not do it.
One of these times, I'm just going to tase you and have a camera out.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
I just happened to have a camera ready. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. And they blame me for it, but I was like, do it. I'm just tell me where.
It's no, no, no. That's the best part.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.